A new winter storm this week will be making its way from west to east, affecting parts of Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, with up to, once again, close to a foot of snow. And after the storm, expect temperatures to not reach 10 degrees in Kansas City on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A teachers union in Los Angeles is getting ready for the third day of the teacher strike. Nearly 30,000 educators have been asking for higher pay, smaller class sizes, and increased staffing. Now, joining the teachers union is voluntary due to a recent Supreme Court ruling. Will Swaim is with the California Policy Center. He tells Fox News, joining the union, you don't really get a whole lot of benefits.
Well, if you ask most public employee members, the number one reason they want to opt out is because they'd like to keep their money, right? They earn this money, and then the union dips into their paychecks and takes it out. The second and most important reason might be that LA teachers ought to know, and we aim to help them understand, that the union dues they pay fund a union system that is driving the LA Unified School District right to the brink of insolvency. This Sure. district is a couple of steps away from insolvency.
Swaim also discusses some of the benefits you receive when you join the union.
The benefits the union provides are fairly paltry. It's the union's deal with the district. The district continues to pay you your wages and your insurance and your pension. It is, in fact, the pension agreements the district has agreed to in the past, the retirement benefits, health care, pension, that is driving the district into bankruptcy. So, some of these pension benefits may not be around forever.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table, and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. Speaking today at the Global Chiefs Mission Conference, Vice President Mike Pence discusses U.S. forces in Syria.
We're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The House passes a resolution. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The U.S. House is condemning white nationalism and white supremacy in the wake of Representative Steve King's remarks in an interview recently. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution. In an interview with The Times, the Iowa Republican had been quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language ever become offensive? House Republican leadership also stripping King of his committee assignments.
And as if one winter storm wasn't enough last week, a new winter storm this week will be making its way from west to east, affecting parts of Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, with up to, once again, close to a foot of snow. And after the storm, expect temperatures to not reach 10 degrees in Kansas City on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A teachers union in Los Angeles is getting ready for the third day of the teacher strike. Nearly 30,000 educators have been asking for higher pay, smaller class sizes, and increased staffing. Now, joining the teachers union is voluntary due to a recent Supreme Court ruling. Will Swaim is with the California Policy Center. He tells Fox News, joining the union, you don't really get a whole lot of benefits.
Well, if you ask most public employee members, the number one reason they want to opt out is because they'd like to keep their money, right? They earn this money, and then the union dips into their paychecks and takes it out. The second and most important reason might be that LA teachers ought to know, and we aim to help them understand, that the union dues they pay fund a union system that is driving the LA Unified School District right to the brink of insolvency. This
sure.
district is a couple of steps away from insolvency.
Swaim also discusses some of the benefits you receive when you join the union.
The benefits the union provides are fairly paltry. It's the union's deal with the district. The district continues to pay you your wages and your insurance and your pension. It is, in fact, the pension agreements the district has agreed to in the past, the retirement benefits, health care, pension, that is driving the district into bankruptcy. So, you know, some of these pension benefits may not be around forever.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We're celebrating, I believe, we had a station manager's meeting. We were celebrating our sixth year doing Modern Design. So I thank you. Some of you have been with me from day one, and that was pretty good. And a lot of changes. We're in our new home in the beautiful historic large house in downtown Flemington, and wonderful guests throughout the years. Well, I'm very pleased to have in studio with me today live somebody who is, I would say, really, you know, some people do real estate because it's something that there's an ends to a means, and there's some people out there that do real estate because they have an innate sense of real estate. And I would have to say long before he actually started doing real estate himself, he just had a feel. Many people I know had inquired through him about real estate just by he just had an innate sense of real estate. And then, of course, later on down the road, he went into that. And his name is John Leahy. He's with Weikert Realtors in Oldwick, New Jersey. Good afternoon, John, and welcome to Modern Design.
Good afternoon, Richard. The
topic today, if you've looked on social media, the topic today happens to be Real Estate 2019. Now, you and I both attended a meeting this morning, a networking meeting for local businesses, and a couple of very interesting things came up about real estate. We were going around the room, and in fact, you continued after I left for a meeting, you continued on that conversation. So let me start by saying 2019, a lot of things are going on politically. There's a shutdown of the government. The stock market's been very high, but then low, then high again. So interest rates have gone down a little bit now, I've heard. So a lot of stuff factoring into the market and where people are in real estate. So why don't you tell us, John, a little bit about your perception of 2019, and now, you know, we're in the winter time, which is not ideal always. Tell us a little about the current market of real estate.
Well, this past weekend, our office, we had several open houses, and we were surprised to see the amount of people attending these open houses.
Why do you think people are going out right now to attend open houses, think?
Well, I think, people have a lot of people are still on the fence about buying a house, but with the interest rates, hovering anywhere between 4.5% and 5%, it's still a great time to to buy a home. So especially in the market under $500,000, it's definitely a seller's market. There are a lot of buyers out there, and as we've seen through the number of people attending our open houses, unfortunately, the market over $800,000 still remains light.
You know, it's funny. I have heard that that 500 for New Jersey anyway, because it really, state by state, it's so different in terms of monetarily what people pay for a home. And you see that when you watch these programs that in different parts of the country, boy, you can get a lot of money, a lot of house for $300,000. But in our New Jersey market, which tends to be pretty expensive across the country, one of the most expensive states to live in, it seems to be that's the median, like $500,000 or below. So people are more or less feel a little bit confident in that price range to make a change, whether it be trading up or trading down. So let's talk about what you see. We talked about this a little bit last time you were here. Let's talk about the perceived best times of year to sell a house. Now, often people say the best time to sell or go into it is spring market. But spring market in itself is sort of misleading. Spring market basically could start whenever things are opportune. And one of those is based something on something very simple, and that's the weather, right? So right now we're just really into the middle of January. It hasn't snowed, although I think it's going to change. That's imminent, and we're going to do the weather next. But imminent that there'll be some precipitation. When do you think for this year, do you think if the weather holds, we'll have an early spring market because people are anxious? What do you think? What do you see?
Well, there's not a lot of inventory out there. So what we do see, is a lot of people coming out early and attending these open houses. As I said, houses under $500,000 they're not on the market that long.
That's great. Now, tell us the geographic. I know you're out of the, if you just lean in a little bit, I think we can hear you better. Or move the mic up just a little bit more so we hear you a little bit better. You're in the Oldwick office. Tell us where that is.
Yeah, and then based out of Weikert in Oldwick, which was right off of Route 78 and Exit 24. But I personally cover Hunterdon, Warren, Somerset. I've gone as far north as Sussex County.
So anybody that was looking to get in touch with you could be pretty much almost anywhere in the state, right?
I concentrate in mostly the northern, western.
Hunterdon, Somerset, Warren, that general area, maybe a little bit of Union County also.
Right.
Very good. So we're going to take some commercial messages. We have a lot to talk about, a lot of questions. I also want to open our phone lines. Typically, the real estate shows always get a lot of interest. And if you'd like to call into our program, I will open the phone lines after the commercials and the weather. And the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. We'll be back with more of our program after these commercial messages.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm an interior designer, home stager, and these days contractor, working 22 years in this market. Let's take a look at today's weather because we are talking about spring market. Let's see if spring is anywhere in our near future. I have a feeling maybe not. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, the National Weather Service is telling me that currently we have overcast skies and 38 degrees. This afternoon it will be partly It will be partly sunny with a low. With a high of 39. Tonight it'll be mostly clear with a low of 22. I hate January. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 33. Thursday night, 70 to 100% chance of snow. So let's see what happens. It's not telling me about accumulations. On Friday, 40% of snow showers and then partly sunny with a high of 41. On Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of that cold 24. On Saturday, a mostly sunny, then snow again likely. It doesn't look like a lot of snow, though. Snow again likely at 60%. And let's just take a look at Sunday. Saturday night, unfortunately, 100% chance. 100%, that's a lot of snow. Chance of wintry mix with a low of 31. And then on Sunday, 100% chance of wintry mix. So I think we're going to be in on the weekend. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll notice that there is another person in studio, and her name is Monica. She's an intern at Keene College in their design program, and she's going to tune in today, and we might get her to say a couple of things, or maybe not. We'll see how that goes as we evolve. I actually had Monica and John switch microphones. We're having a little feedback with John. I'm going to turn up everything now and see if. Try now here if that sounds a little bit better. Just say something.
Hopefully it sounds better.
Oh my God, completely better. Terrific. All right, so our topic today happens to be real estate, staging, spring market, top dollar, what's going on. And if you're just tuning to our program at this point, we were talking about the spring market, when it begins, and weather, and apparently we're going to go into some snowy weather. When you have an open house, well, first of all, do you do open houses? And are open houses back in style again? Because I have a funny feeling they are.
Yes. It's very popular to do open houses. It gives the buyer the opportunity to come and see the house, especially if they're not working with an agent. So they're able to have access. They get to look around and see what's available in the market.
Now, would you say that there was a period of time that people started not doing open houses? I think when times were better, people weren't doing open houses as much. Sometimes the homeowners don't want people traipsing through their house without being qualified. Sometimes they feel it's just neighbors and looky-loos. But I think because the economy changed, people are demanding or expecting their realtor or that office to have that kind of coverage and exposure. Is that kind of true, or is that just my interpretation of open
houses? Yeah, I think in today's market, you just can't focus on one type of action plan. You have to kind of address all different points.
Sure.
And one of those being open houses. And it's always a good idea to have open houses. It gives access to people who normally wouldn't have access.
Exactly. Now, do you like to sit your own listings, or how does that work with, let's say someone contracts with you, John, to sell their house in Clinton. Do you normally sit your own open houses, or would you sit somebody else's own?
I do a combination. I normally sit my own open houses, but mm-hmm. sometimes I have another agent either sit with me or to do it solely. It just gives another perspective on the house.
How do you think interest rates are going to pan out, I guess, for the next 6 months of the year? Do you think?
That's hard to tell.
Yeah.
I mean, they were on their way up, but then they've retreated the last couple of weeks. So hopefully they'll continue to drop or stay where they're at. But no one really knows.
See, I believe that little spike in interest rates got people out that were kind of on the fence. And I think probably it'll be a little bit volatile, but I think it's going to stay. It's not going to go tremendously.
Yeah, but if you think of interest rates, I mean, you think back, maybe even 10 years ago, it was, you know, if you had an 8% mortgage, you thought you had a great deal.
Yeah, so it's bargain.
So it's still bargain prices. So
sure.
5% is still a great deal. And there's a lot of opportunity out there.
And the last monetary question I want to ask you, because we are a design show, we're going to get into the meat of design today, and then Monica's going to chime in a little bit on that, do you feel that they will be able to overturn? One of the problems that we have in our state of New Jersey, we have a lot of riches, we're close to everything, we have topography, we have the beach, we have the mountains, we have so much here, we have the pharmaceutical companies based here, some of the best universities, is that we have very high property taxes. And when the new legislation went in to cap the the write-off on taxes where most people in New Jersey are over $10,000. Do you think that's going to be repealed?
I hope so, because it's really it's having its effect on the higher end market.
Oh, sure. And I think that might bring that $500,000. One of the reasons maybe that $500,000 cap is there is because when you get above that, you're going to be quite up in taxes.
Right.
Not exactly, but probably higher up in taxes.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the art of selling a house and what things sell houses. Now, one of the things more and more as I go through my career in decorating happens to be staging. And staging, very simply, is getting a house to be its best before it goes up for sale, before you take the pictures. And the whole process of selling a house now, I think, is quite different than it was before. And I think more intense, don't you?
Oh, definitely.
I think during better economic times, not everybody even used a realtor back then. I think some people just put a sign in the ground.
Right.
But those days are over. People live very differently, I think, don't you?
Well, people today are buying homes online.
Sure.
So the first exposure they have to your home is online. So that's why it's very important that your home is staged,
right,
and that you're taking professional pictures. Because
exactly.
There's nothing worse than going on to a listing and seeing pictures that are too dark or fuzzy, and they don't give the prospective buyer a clear outlook of what your house looks like.
Sure, because in fact there is so much competition. So number one, first and foremost, having it staged clean and looking nice with
right. Modern
colors and simplicity is important. But number two, for the realtor that you choose to invest in, somebody that's willing to put some money into the listing and having a professional
photographer. I mean, I'm always amazed when I look at some of some other agents' listings and I see, you know, dark pictures put in upside down, laundry on the floor, clutter, things like that. It's just amazing.
And those things then don't cost any money.
Right.
I will say serendipitously, one of the things that we do at Maven Hill Designs, not everybody can afford staging, and there's different levels of staging. But one of the things that I do and our team does at Maven Hill Designs is we'll come out. We have a promotion, which you can go to my website, which is www.maven, M-A-V like Victor, I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L, Designs, with an S. And you go to the coupon page, you'll see that there is a flyer there for $199 for $200. I'll come out and I will do a walkthrough. And that's not necessarily reinventing the wheel, but that's going through each room and making suggestions for furniture placement, how to make things look better, brightening up things. And just a small investment can make such a difference. Don't you think that just things sometimes being in the right places makes a difference when you take your pictures?
Yes, because as I said, everyone is buying, they're buying homes online. So they're looking at the pictures, and that's very, very important that the pictures look great.
Exactly. See, I have a theory now with the way people buy homes, and I think it's what you say. People don't say, I don't think people come to you, John, or any realtor, and say, okay, I want to see such and such homes in this price range. Maybe they do that, but I think a lot of people preview, right? Because everybody's busy, everybody's working right now. So it does start on the internet. People will go to any sort of website. What would you suggest your site? What would be probably one of the best sites if people were just online looking at homes in a geographic area?
Well, I think the best site is the Weichert site, www.weichert.com, but uh-huh. You can also check out realtor.com is also a very good site.
Because it's all the same multiple listing?
Right, and the information is accurate.
Uh-huh.
You go onto sites like Zillow, and that's where I don't believe some of the information is as accurate as it
could
be.
Yeah, I've heard that consistently.
And some of the Zillow estimates are a little bit off, but I think if you go on the multiple listing, any of the multiple listing sites, you're going to get the accurate information. And most of my clients, they'll come to me with, you know, a list of 5 to 10 addresses and say, these are the houses we want to see this weekend.
And then I would say the reason that people are doing that is because they are just scanning pictures.
Right.
So your rooms have to look beautiful.
Right.
They have to look simple. They have to look well lit. And they have to have a photographer who knows how to, I shouldn't say manipulate because that sounds bad, but to capture the beauty of a room, which
right.
is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
Rooms are basically boxes, so you have to have somebody that has a little skill level in
right.
order to show off that room for what best it is. Well, we're going to come up to our news. We're coming up to our quick news break, and then we're going to talk all about staging. I'm going to talk about some of the things I like to do, and you're going to talk about some of the things that you can do. Some cost money, some don't cost money at all, to make your house shine and sell quickly and for top dollar. We'll go to our news, and we'll be back with lots more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table, and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack involving American forces in Syria. Speaking today at the Global Chiefs Mission Conference, Vice President Mike Pence discusses U.S. forces in Syria.
We're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The House passes a resolution. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
The U.S. House is condemning white nationalism and white supremacy in the wake of Representative Steve King's remarks in an interview recently. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution. In an interview with The Times, the Iowa Republican had been quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language ever become offensive? House Republican leadership also stripping King of his committee assignments.
And as if one winter storm wasn't enough last week, a new winter storm this week will be making its way from west to east, affecting parts of Kansas, Missouri, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio, with up to, once again, close to a foot of snow. And after the storm, expect temperatures to not reach 10 degrees in Kansas City on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A teachers union in Los Angeles is getting ready for the third day of the teacher strike. Nearly 30,000 educators have been asking for higher pay, smaller class sizes, and increased staffing. Now, joining the teachers union is voluntary due to a recent Supreme Court ruling. Will Swaim is with the California Policy Center. He tells Fox News, joining the union, you don't really get a whole lot of benefits.
Well, if you ask most public employee members, the number one reason they want to opt out is because they'd like to keep their money, right? They earn this money, and then the union dips into their paychecks and takes it out. The second and most important reason might be that LA teachers ought to know, and we aim to help them understand, that the union dues they pay fund a union system that is driving the LA Unified School District right to the brink of insolvency. This
Sure.
district is a couple of steps away from insolvency.
Swaim also discusses some of the benefits you receive when you join the union.
The benefits the union provides are fairly paltry. It's the unions deal with the district. The district continues to pay you your wages and your insurance and your pension. It is, in fact, the pension agreements the district has agreed to in the past, the retirement benefits, health care, pension, that is driving the district into bankruptcy. So, some of these pension benefits may not be around forever.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Interior Designs. I've been in business for 22 years doing kitchens and bathrooms and window treatments and hardwood floors and commercial spaces. One of the fun projects that I'm working on right now and I got to work on today before we came to studio is I'm building a restaurant. I'm taking a space that was a Chinese restaurant for quite a number of years, but maybe 30 years, a very big space. And we took down all the interior walls and we're doing polished concrete floors and we're building a bar and we're going to have a liquor license now. And today we picked pendants. People are really loving pendants. Pendant lighting, and we did that for a bar that's going to be 24 feet by 8 feet, so big bar, and we're doing some interesting and creative things. So I will have both Don, the owner of the new restaurant, and some of the contractors that are working in studio here. We'll have some pictures for you and see the progress of what it's like to build a restaurant, a modern-looking restaurant. I'm very lucky to have in studio a repeat guest, both on my radio show here in Flemington at WHCR and my television show at PCTV. His name is John Leahy, and he's with Weikert Realtors in Old Wick, New Jersey. Welcome back to our program.
Thank you.
And I do have, I'm fortunate enough to have with me, as I do, one of the things that I do, if you've read my book, is that I do mentoring, and I get to work with some wonderful young people and get their enthusiasm and energy and ideas, and her name is Monica, and she's at Keene College studying design, so thanks for tuning in. I kind of pushed you into this today, but I'm glad you did. She's not feeling well, but we'll get her to speak. So our topic today happens to be the 2019 market and approaching the best ways to get your home sold. And in my estimation as an interior designer, one of the best ways to get your home sold is to make it look as good as it possibly can. Initially for the picture, so when the pictures go on with the listing, people can isolate your home as one of the homes they want to see with a realtor. But then, in fact, it's not just the pictures they have that has to set a stand to be true when they come in and they see lots of other things. So, John, I'm going to start with the outside, because the outside to stage in winter is the most difficult time. And I'm wondering maybe some ideas to make things look well. Let me tell you some of the things that I've done, because I've done some staging right after Christmas, and it's difficult because it's a bleak time of year. You can't do much with plants and so on. Here's some suggestions I have, and then maybe if you have some suggestions for exteriors in January, February, and March months. One is make sure you take down all your Christmas decorations. That's really important. There's a window for Christmas decorations. I would like to say the 6th of January, maybe even to the 10th. But after the first 10 days of the year, if you're selling a house, you want to take all that Christmas stuff down. It gives people the impression you're not paying attention. And some of those subtle cues, clues turn people off. People are of different faiths, religions. Get that out of the way. So would you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, there is a time limit for holiday decorations, but it shouldn't be up for too long.
But particularly when you're selling your house, don't you
particularly
think?
Particularly when you're selling your house,
exactly.
Yes.
This, and that's often hard to do because it's so cold out, it's hard to get out there to get some of that stuff done. But if you are really actively selling your house, I would suggest that. Some of the things that you can do, you don't have to completely strip the house on the outside because you don't have a lot of color in January, February, and March is, if you have candlelight, single candles in the window, they are not necessarily Christmas. They're also winter. So if you have individual candles in the window, particularly for a colonial type home, I would keep those because when you have showings at night, that's kind of a nice look for a colonial home. So they can stay. As far as greens are concerned, I always talk on the program about in the beginning of December or right after when the weather is not too cold, go fill your pots with greens. So if you've done that and there's still some greens in there, green, that's terrific. Take the stuff that's Christmassy out of them, but leave greens in pots because you're not going to be able to do much to have visual interest at the front door. take down your Christmas wreath and put up a wreath. Put something celebratory. Put something nice for January on the door. I posted on my Instagram today, if you follow me, Maven Hill Designs on Instagram, I posted from a floral supplier when I was looking to do stuff, beautiful wreaths all done in shades of purple. What's nice in January to see a little color at the front door? So a new wreath that's not Christmas is a great thing to do with some color, maybe a more decorative mat, a nice decorative mat, not monogrammed, because people want to think of it as their own house. That's another thing. Any suggestions for the outside of the house? It's so tough January, February, and March to spruce up the outside of the house. It kind of is what it is. You can't clean the windows. You can't really paint. Right. There's not much you can do. Any suggestions?
I think the most important thing is making sure the lawn is clean, leaves are raked, front, especially the front, looks neat and organized.
Sure.
That's pretty much it. Just making sure that it's neat and clean in August. And if it snows, making sure the snow is removed.
Removed quickly, and there's a clear path to get into the house. That's
tell you how many times I've gone to show a home, and the walkway or driveway hadn't been plowed yet. And, it just turns the prospective buyers off.
How about issue with heat? I know you had an open house on Sunday, not your own house.
Right.
What about keeping the temperature more than if you normally do it, keeping your temperature comfortable?
Yes, keeping the house warm, especially if you're in the house and you know you're having a showing.
Right.
Turn the heat up, make sure the house is warm, because people come in, they take their coat off. They want it to, again, you want to give it that homey that homey feel.
Right, because if somebody comes into a house and they feel it's cold, that may just turn them off, even if it's an attractive house.
Right.
So that's something that we can do. Now let's talk a little bit about the inside of the home, and I'm going to go through some key areas and things that I do pretty much when I do a walkthrough with people to stage a home, and that is I start at the front door when we walk inside, and the first thing I notice is smell. And it's very important for a house not only to be clean, but to smell clean, but also to smell neutral. One of the mistakes that people make is they will add a lot of fragrance. Most people are very turned off to strong fragrances. So if you can keep your house kind of neutral by cleanliness, I think that's always the best bet. How do you feel about smells and adding fragrance and artificial things?
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to add a fragrance, keep it neutral, like cinnamon or apple spice, something homey.
Right.
Especially if you have pets, because it's better to have a cinnamon smell than a pet smell.
Exactly.
And making sure your home is clean and it smells clean.
Exactly.
But it doesn't smell like cleaning solutions.
Right, which always seems to be like overkill.
Right.
What's missing? The second thing that I notice immediately when I come into a space is the brightness or the darkness of the space. And one of the things happened when we were doing our news here is that Chris, the president of the chamber, came in, and what did he do? He opened the windows up, the blinds up a little bit more. I would say, I've been told that 100% of the people do not want a dark house.
Right.
So one of the things I look for is light. And what people look for often is how much light is coming to a house. So I would say, before people come in, remove heavy window treatments. Make sure every window, the covering is up so you're getting maximum light.
Yes, definitely.
The third thing that I notice is paint. And I notice paint for a couple of reasons. One is I want to know if it needs a paint job, because people will take into account that that could be between $5,000 and $10,000, which is an investment. But it also shows that a house has been maintained. And as much as it is not necessarily a deal breaker, painting colors that are off the beaten path are never a good thing when you're going to sell the house. Would you agree with that, or you disagree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. When prospective buyers come through your front door, they start tallying up what it's going to cost them to get the home to the way they like it.
Sure.
So, like you mentioned, one thing is paint.
Mm-hmm.
If they come in and they see a lot of different colors or a little bit strong colors, then they calculate, oh, that's going to be another $5,000-$10,000. And then when they start going from room to room and looking at bathrooms and looking at kitchen, and they keep tallying, that's when they get turned off and usually head for the door.
And wouldn't you say that it starts actually with something as simple as paint color? So if that puts the thought in the head, it starts earlier, that's more of a chance that they're not going to come back to that house or make an offer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you can certainly, you know, call a painting does have an expense to it, but I think it's well worth it. So there's two parts to painting. One is if you can afford fresh paint before you put on your house on the market, just do it. Just do it. It makes such a difference. Paint is the great amalgamator and makes things look continuous and makes things look well. One of the things that I suggest now that I wouldn't have suggested 20 years ago is using similar colors or the same color from room to room, which has changed a lot because styles have changed a lot. Of course, we are still very much in the grays and the grays, right, John, when people are looking for houses?
Things are changing. You know, people are looking for, you know, blue. I've seen a lot of blues and greens, you know.
Right, but you wouldn't do a whole house in blue from room to room.
No.
So you want to do a relatively neutral color, whether that be a gray, a grayish, or a tan, or a beige, something that's a neutral. So that's, I think, an important thing to do. You can have some breaks in rooms that have doors on them, particularly maybe a master bedroom and bathroom or some bedrooms in the house. But for the most part, people these days are looking for an open floor plan. And when you don't have an open floor plan, one of the ways to cheat the eye is keep the paint colors the same from room to room. So visually, when people are looking through a series of rooms from front to back, if they're all same in color, that does make it seem more open, doesn't it?
Yes.
So that, and that's quite different than probably what I would have said years ago where we did lots of different colors in space. So you want to make sure that your wall paint color is neutral, and you want to make sure that there's consistency of color in spaces. The second thing I would suggest is something I say all the time. Painting your trim is very important. People touch doors. People look at things. And we all want to believe the house we move into is just for us. But the reality is maybe there's been a lot of lives lived in that house. If you can't afford to paint your walls, paint your trim. And one of the ways to make a house look not only newer but also brighter is to go to a brighter white. I often say that Benjamin Moore's Super White is a wonderful super white semi-gloss throughout the house. Trim should always be the same throughout your house. It should be continuous. From the shoe molding on the bottom, the baseboard molding, doors and window trim are also trim. Everything the same color in a bright white and a semi-gloss finish. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yes, definitely. It makes the color of the walls pop with the white trim. Right?
And one of the things these days they're doing is the colors of the walls are more neutral, so you need that contrast.
Right.
The next thing is definitely have your ceilings be white from room to room. Here's the thing where I'm gonna rack your brain a little bit because this is something that not that I've struggled with, but people struggle with from time to time. That is stained molding versus painted molding. I want to get your thoughts for resale and then your personal thoughts on that.
Well, you go into a older home. Let's say it was built late 1800s, early 1900s, and has a lot of wood trim,
right?
Decorative trim. People are reluctant to paint that because of the wood.
But sure.
The problem is that it brings the room in and makes the rooms look small
and dark.
And dark.
Right.
So I always recommend that people paint their trim white.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have a built-in hutch or something like that, I would keep. As an exception.
Okay.
But the trim itself should be white.
Right.
Some houses that were built in the 70s that have wood trim, crown molding, things like that, definitely paint it white.
Paint, for sure.
Because it dates the house.
Right.
And, again, pulls the room in, makes the rooms look smaller.
Stained trim is tough because it also makes... I had clients that built a house in the 70s, but a really, really nice Tudor. And that's tough because, do you make the trim on a Tudor white? That's kind of a judgment call. But what happens is when you have stain trim, particularly darker stain trim, it's hard to pick a paint color, right?
Right.
Because it limits you so much to do that. So something to consider. I consistently, if I'm staging to sell, I go with the white because it's just nice and crisp. I also like to use the same color white on the ceiling, but in ceiling-formulated flat paint. So, for example, if you choose China white, if you opt to do a different white on your doors and trim, I would take that China white onto the ceiling, but in flat, or actually ceiling paint.
Right.
So there's a continuity to the eye. And I think that makes spaces seem brighter and bigger, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Absolutely. How do you feel about hardwood floors? Because there's something over time that I've found I've changed my mind on. I always liked hardwood floors, but I kind of initially liked wall-to-wall carpeting in bedrooms. Now I completely like hardwood floors throughout. I don't like any wall-to-wall carpeting in any space, not even a basement.
Right.
So I'm curious of how you feel about that and also what people are asking you for.
Now, people prefer hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like buying a home with someone else's carpeting in it.
It's too personal, isn't it?
Right. So if you do have carpeting mm-hmm. and you have the opportunity, I would recommend changing the carpeting out.
Sure.
So either change it to hardwood floors
mm-hmm.
or change it to new wall-to-wall carpeting so that the prospective buyer sees that they're getting, you know, new carpeting or new hardwood floors.
You know, and many people that live in developments from the 40s and the 50s pretty much are guaranteed in this area that there is hardwood underneath. It may have been
covered.
Well, it's
easy
covered.
To check. You just lift up a corner.
Right, and take a look, or in a closet or something. And chances are many of these homes have hardwood floors, don't
right.
they, of that time period mm-hmm. anyway. And that's pretty cool. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question because we did talk about this yesterday. Monica, you said when you were growing up, your parents moved into a brand new development.
Mm-hmm.
And when you moved into the development, were there, because it was a little bit newer, was it wall-to-wall carpeting or hardwood floors?
It was all carpeting.
It was all carpeting.
All carpeting except the kitchens and the bathrooms.
Right, yeah. Because people felt that it was warmer.
Right.
People felt that it was more comfortable.
And they were vibrant colors, blue and green and pink.
Wow. Let me guess, what color was your bedroom growing up carpet?
It was pink.
Pink. Mine was Bermuda blue, and it was sculpted. How about you, John? Did you have wall-to-wall carpeting?
I had red sculptured weave.
That's worse than my blue, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my God, sculptured carpeting.
Wood paneling.
Exactly. So very personalized. So in terms of selling a house, do you think that would be a negative to have colored
yes,
carpeting?
Definitely, especially
right.
if it's coloring.
Exactly. And one of the things that you want to do if you know, if there isn't as a newer house and there isn't hardwood floors underneath and you don't have the money to invest is just replace with new neutral carpeting every room the same. And that's, I think, a good save if you're going to sell your house. Also, in years past, people were doing a cut pile carpet, and people liked that. And what would happen was, and you would see this at open houses, you would see the vacuum lines because it was a cut pile. That's not good. That attracts dirt and so on. You want to use these days a closed-loop carpeting so you don't see the crush marks, and it has a nice consistent low profile. John, have you noticed on these home improvement shows when they show houses, even if they're brand new, carpeting photographs kind of ugly?
Yeah, well, I think
it doesn't even look like the color it is, does
it? I think some of the carpet they use is synthetic, and
right.
when you're taking pictures of synthetics, whether it's carpeting or drapes, it always looks a little
unattractive. Absolutely. All right, we're going to do just a couple quick commercial messages. A lot more for you guys to write down things you can do to get your house sold, staged, and ready to go for top dollar here on Modern Design on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access the top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. My company is Maven Hill Interior Designs. And today I'm talking with John Leahy of Weikert Realtors in Oldwick, New Jersey. And please tell us if people want to get in touch with you. Maybe they're thinking about listing and they want a listing appointment or they want some advice from you. How can they get in contact with you, John?
The best way to reach me is by phone, which is 908-878-2565. And my email address is Leahy Oldwick, one word, LEAHYOLDWYCK at gmail.com.
Terrific. Our topic continues today to be staging your home. If you want to call into studio here, don't be shy. Our phone lines are open, and they are 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. You have two experts here on staging your house, and maybe we can give you some wonderful ideas, or maybe you can give us some ideas of things you did to get your house sold. All right, so we talked a little bit about paint, or we talked a lot about paint, actually. Let's talk about your kitchen, things you can do to get your kitchen sold. You know, the trend, I think, will continue to be white cabinets. I think it always was because white is kind of neutral. What do you think about stained cabinets versus painted cabinets and cabinets in general?
Well, there is a lot of people today who are looking for that white kitchen.
But, sure.
You know, if you don't have a white kitchen, I mean, there's ways of getting around it. The most important thing is to make sure the kitchen is clean and functional.
Sure.
Take a look at your kitchen. If your countertops are a little worn and need to be replaced or they're a little dated, maybe it's time to change out the countertops. Take a look at the appliances. Are the appliances clean and up to date? These are not big expenses. You know, change out the range, change out the dishwasher. Make sure they all match. I was in a house yesterday previewing, and they had a white stove, an almond dishwasher, and a black refrigerator. I mean, that's going to be a hard sell. Make sure that the appliances match.
And when they go, do them at the same time. Do you ever go to a house and the wash machine is white and the dryer is beige?
Right.
Yeah. Not smart.
No.
Do them all at the same time.
Yeah, do it all at the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the first impression people are going to get when they walk into your home. So,
right.
So if you don't want to change the cabinets, that's fine. Sometimes you can get away with painting the cabinets.
I have to tell you, painting cabinets, having a professional paint the cabinets where
right.
we spray the door and you don't have brush marks, it is worth it to invest a little bit in that. New hardware and white or, you know, a warm white is such a good idea to do if you have older cabinets.
Right. But as I said, countertops, appliances, that's pretty much it.
Sure. Now, for me, most people these days are not asking for granite anymore, which is something that I find hard to believe. But people are consistently asking me these days for quartz.
Right.
And I'm not doing any dark colors anymore. It seems to be lighter colors or maybe gray, but other than that, lighter colors. Are people asking you specifically for maybe white cabinets and light countertops?
Yeah, people like the
they like the look of Carrara.
Marble, yeah, the Carrara marble look.
But not in marble, in quartz.
In quartz, though.
Yeah.
Because they want the durability.
Yeah, people, if there is a choice, it seems. Now, in resale, sometimes there always isn't. There isn't always. But people are asking me for quartz.
Right.
So I would suggest, even though sometimes it's slightly more expensive, if you're going to make that investment, maybe you have, you know, light blue Formica countertops and you're going to make the investment, look into doing quartz. For a slight difference in price, I think you'll do better in resale.
Right.
The Carrera, the white with little veins of gray, is popular, but also the Calicutta has become very popular, which is white and gray similar, but there's a little bit of brown in it. And that's kind of nice, especially if you have hardwood floors, because it picks up on that. So keep your countertops, I would say, relatively simple.
Right.
Not a lot out on the countertops, right?
No. put as much
stuff away. Pretend you're not really there.
Right, and you also have to go through your cabinets and make and whatever you're not using, pack it up and store it somewhere or get rid of it. Because people are going to go through your cabinets. They want to look at your storage, and you want to make sure that the inside of your cabinets look presentable also.
I was with John once when he was doing a presentation, and he said, quite honestly, people are going to look through your cabinets and your closets, and people are horrified.
Right.
But you know what? It's important you do that. Things like medication, personal things, you want to make sure that you're proactive and you get rid of that stuff.
Definitely have to, but you want to make sure that people are going to open your closet doors.
They should, though. It's not because they're being nosy.
They need to know.
They want storage. Exactly.
So if they go to your house and your closets are overflowing with stuff and the doors can hardly close, that sends the signal to the prospective buyer that you don't have enough storage.
John, we have just about 2 minutes left. I have a couple of quick questions for you, and then I will give we'll give your information out one more time. How do you feel about people that leave their house, maybe they move out of state, and they take their furniture with them?
Well, it's difficult to sell an empty house.
For sure.
You know, people need to visualize what the rooms are going to look at.
Exactly.
They do offer a service today where you're able to virtually stage a house online.
That doesn't really work in person.
But it doesn't really work in person.
Right.
So it's important that if you're going to sell your house, I know sometimes it's difficult, but try to sell your house furnished.
Exactly.
Or at least leave a couple of pieces there so it gives people the idea of what the rooms are meant
for. Or maybe have a budget for the key rooms just to have some furniture rental.
Right.
One of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs is we offer furniture rental, affordable furniture rental, new pieces which make the house look more updated, sparsely furnished, but just furnished so people can see themselves in the space. It's a bad move to show empty rooms and photograph empty rooms look smaller, don't they?
They do. But people walk into a house, they don't know if it's the living room, it's the dining room. They can't visualize what it is, and then it turns people off. So it's always good to leave some furniture to give it up.
I also think it gives the potential buyer the message that we're desperate to sell. They're already gone.
Right.
I could make my own deal.
Right.
So put yourself proactively in the right place.
That's right.
So we talked about hardwood floors. We talked about the bedrooms, keeping things neutral, paint colors. We talked about the kitchens and things you can do. Let's talk about bathrooms. Bathrooms are very important to people. People get grossed out by other people's bathrooms.
Well, you got to make sure, first of all, the bathroom is clean.
Sure.
You know, if you have a little mold problem in your shower or something, then take care of it. Get it fixed ahead of time. Don't show your house with a dirty bathroom.
Try not to do wallpaper if you're going to sell. Try not to personalize. Light and neutral. Undermount sink. If you have to change out your sink, that's a relatively inexpensive thing to
do. Change out the toilet, change out the sink.
Have your grout professionally cleaned if you can't afford to do the tile. Those are things that we can do. John, we've come to the end of our hour. I thank you for being my guest. You always give us so much great knowledge. Tell us once again where you're located, how we can reach you, your phone number, and your email.
Okay, again, it's John Leahy at Weichert in Oldwick, New Jersey. My number is area code 908-878-2565, and my email is Leahy Oldwick, one word, LEAHYOLDWYCK @gmail.com.
Wonderful. And just to let you know, for people that are following me on social media and television, next Wednesday on my television show, Design for the Times, John and a panel of realtors are going to be talking in depth, specifically from a design standpoint, of things that you could do proactively to get your house ready for sale and get top dollar. So I will post that on social media. I thank you for continuing to tune into our program. Monica, I thank you for being a good sport today, because I know you're not feeling well, and participating in our program. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day. Be safe and be careful this weekend with the weather. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 26-day-long partial government shutdown is doing more to harm the nation's economy than earlier estimates indicated. The White House Council of Economic Advisers said on Tuesday the shutdown of one quarter of the federal government is slashing more than a tenth of a percent off the economy for every week it continues. Georgia Republican Representative Doug Collins tells Fox News President Trump has been very clear in saying what he wants.
He's made it very clear. We need border security. It's amazing to me right now that Democrats say they want border security, but yet they're allowing their leadership to hold the American government hostage. A partial government shutdown is laying at the feet of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
ISIS is taking credit for a suicide bomb attack in Syria. At least four U.S. troops have died and other injuries were reported. It's the first attack on U.S. forces since President Trump announced American troops were going to be pulling out of Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
He's an American who lived and worked with ISIS. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A Texas native who spent 3 years with ISIS says he wanted to see exactly what the group was all about and what it was doing firsthand. Warren Christopher Clark is now being held by Kurdish forces in North